Parshas Vayetze, I'd like to speak a little bit about the union of Kibbut Aveim and things of the like. Vayetze Vayishlach, next week I will not be present on Thursday night, so I will not be giving Mishmar. If there is a request for Mishmar, Rabbi Buckler, will you be available?
I'll have to see.
I have to see.
I have a Talmud Chasana next Thursday night.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Simchas.
Call me.
We'll try to work it out. Shmuel Aaron, you'll help me to work this out?
Yeah. Rafi wants to do it, he said.
He wants to say.
He wants to say it next week.
Rabbi Ari is available.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Maybe.
Call
me
the Okay, folks, here goes. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Chorono. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. Are we on?
We're on.
And he went to Choron. Now, that's not actually exactly the way it happened. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, and he took a stop. He took a little bit of a detour. 14 years in Shem Ve'Aver, and then he went to Choron. So, why does the Pasuk say Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Chorono? It sounds like he went straight from here to there. Didn't happen. You know who asked this question? His name is the Rebbe Reb Herschel. There's the Rebbe Reb Yoinason. There's the Rebbe Reb Herschel. The Rebbe Reb Herschel is from Krakow, from Krakow. He's buried in the big, famous Beis HaKvaros. They're all the way in the back, the Rebbe Reb Herschel. Gewalt, I want to tell you about him. We're going to be there. I'm so excited to be back by the Rebbe Reb Herschel. He was Rabban Shel Yisrael. There's awesome stories about the Rebbe Herschel, not for now. But what does he say? Why are we not talking about the fact that he went straight to Choron? He didn't go straight to Choron. He stopped off in Shem Ve'Aver. Anyone know where Shem Ve'Aver was? Where was their base medrash? I have no idea. But it wasn't Choron, apparently. I don't know where it was. But what's going on? See, this is the pshat as follows. Listen. You know the Gemara says, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Choftes Be'erech, Lamed. The Gemara asks a question. It says, is a stira. On the one hand, Chazal tells, Lo Oilom Adam Yilma Torah V'Acharkach Yisa Isha. On the other hand, it says, Lo Oilom Yisa Isha V'Acharkach Yilma Torah. So what should you do? Which one should you do? Says the Gemara, Halan V'Halahu, Sebentzach. It matters where you're from. Bavel Eretz Yisrael. Says, Rabbi Natan, I'll tell you the Pshat. Rabbi Natan says, because the people in Eretz Yisrael were very wealthy. If I remember correctly, they're very wealthy. So therefore, they can get married, and they don't have to worry about parnasa. They got money, therefore they could learn afterwards. Get married first. But the people from Babel who are aniyim, if they get married, they're going to have to support, they're not going to be able to learn. So they should learn first. So what happened? Here's Yaakov, he's by his father's house, and he's got lots of stuff, lots of cash. He's Mesudar. So I says, go get married. You got plenty of money, go get married. But what happens often vague? What happened on the way? Yaakov Avinu met who did he meet? Eliphaz. And what did Eliphaz do? Took all his money. Now Yaakov Avinu doesn't have any money anymore. Should he go get married? He doesn't have any money? No, because we said now he's from the people that don't have money. Now he has to learn first. So when he left by Yetzer Yaakov, where was his direction? Where was he going? Choron. Did he make it there? No, because once he got mugged, he had no more money. He stopped off in Shem Be'Aver for 14 years. That could explain also, what? Huh? No, because he had no money anymore. If he had money, he'd go to Shem Ve'Aver. Now he doesn't. He would go straight to get married. Halon v'alu, but now he doesn't have money because he has money. So that also explains.
Why couldn't he go learn to prepare for love?
It could be.
You want to like prepare himself.
We're asking a question. The pasuk says, "Ve'etzi Yaakov Mishav." Okay, yeah. Vayil Charon. It sounds like he's going straight there. Says that eventually he was going straight there. What? Could be. Vayil Charon means the direction of Charon. Charon towards Charon. Anyway, obviously, being too technical over here. Just enjoy the part. Just come on. Just smile. That's it. That's what we got to do. Okay, this lends another thing. Because Yaakov didn't tell him to go to Shem Ve'Aver. Yitzchak didn't tell him to go to Shem Ve'Aver. His father told him, go find a shidduch. What happened? He's not listening to his father. He didn't listen to his father. The answer is, his father told him to go to shidduch because he has money. What's he has money? My father, Mestama, wouldn't want me. Okay, but the truth is that the Gemara actually talks about it. The Gemara says that there was a certain punishment of Yaakov for the fact that he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvos Kibbut Aveim. And the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara over there speaks about, that he gets punished, but not for the time that he was in the base medrash. No. When he was in the base medrash, he wasn't punished. Because Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoyser Mikibur Avein. Yoyser. So therefore, even though he's got Kibur Avein, trumped. He's been trumped by, Kibur Avein is trumped by Talmud Torah. Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoyser Mikibur Avein. You got a mitzvah Talmud Torah, you got a mitzvah Kibur Avein, you do Talmud Torah, you don't have to worry about being punished or anything like that. Wasn't punished. Comes along with Rabbi Shavai and asks the Kashi. He says, I don't get it. The Avos HaKadoshim, they had a Torah. They didn't have a Torah. There's a whole shayla. They have a din of a Ben Noach, a din of a Yisrael. But one thing's for sure is they weren't mitzvah. They weren't obligated in the Torah. They didn't have a Torah. Maybe the Mekayim Torah, even though they weren't given to it. But how would he be punished? What would he be punished for? We find the Avos didn't keep Yaakov Avinu married to his sisters. So what's the pshat? He kept the whole Torah. Okay, so it wasn't obligated. However, it works. But how can you punish him for if he doesn't have a Torah yet? What's going on? So first he suggests, you know what? Maybe he has a chiyuv kibud of ein, even a goy. Maybe it'll do with a Torah. Maybe does a goy have a mitzvah kibud of ein? Well, it sounds like it. Listen to this. It says in the Shulchan Aruch says the following thing: a ger is not allowed to curse his father. Now he's a ger, so his father is not really his father. He's not allowed to curse his father. Why not? In order that people shouldn't say, "Banu mikedusha chamura lekedusha kal," which means before I converted, I wasn't allowed to curse my father. Now I can curse my father. Now I can curse my father. So people shouldn't say that it became a ger to become less from. But what do you mean? Before he converted, couldn't curse his father? Well, why not? What does it sound like? Goy has a mitzvah. Give it up. And that's why the goy can't do it. That's what it sounds like. Comes with Kiv Eger. Says with Kiv Eger in the name of the person. He says, no, that's not what it means. It just means that we all know that it's not accepted by goyim. There's certain things that goyim in their nimusim, which means that that's their accepted practice. That's considered their ethical code. They're not mitzuv in it. But goyim all understand the concept of a certain degree of respect for an elder, for a parent. So therefore, they didn't do it before. It wasn't done. Not that he was mitzvah not to do it. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger learned. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, does a goy have a mitzvah kibud av ein? Yes or no?
No.
No. But that's not everyone's opinion. Because if you look, the Malbim seems to say, I'm sorry, before the Malbim, the Sefer Yad Aaron in the Shulchan Aruch says, well, let me tell you this. Chum was punished. What was Chum punished for? Why was Chum punished? What did he do wrong?
He embarrassed his father.
Is there such a thing, a mitzvah kibud av ein?
He didn't do any arias. That's something disgusting.
Which is Shabbat? It's not Gilui Arias. Gilui Arias is particularly illicit relations. That has to do with relations. He's not a relation.
He got embarrassed.
So what's the issue of embarrassing someone?
It sounds like it has to do with the fact that it was his father.
Sounds like it was his father. So what for? Hold on, we're going to get to you in a second.
There's all left there. What damages his father's chai misa?
What?
It's his father's chai misa.
Yeah. So he's punished. That doesn't mean he's been tzuvah. He could get a schar for it. But so the shaila is what exactly Chum did and what did he be punished for? We're talking about a few minutes late. That's the whole discussion. No problem. Okay. Akitzer, we still don't understand. Zol Zayin will say that Chum is punished. But what was he over? What's the Averot? What is Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach? What did he do wrong? So someone wanted to say because he was poigim his father. It says that he actually was Masaris his father. He cut his father. Maybe it's that, but what's the Schoivel? But it sounds like it's something to do with this. So like this. He said, the Malbim comes and says, listen to this. Fest the Malbim, my friends. This is Fest. Fest, by the way, it doesn't really fit in this context. It's just a yeshivish word where we use, which even though it doesn't belong. The word Fest means tight. But somehow it became like a Fest of Svar. It means a Svar that you can't like shlug up. But somehow Fest just became like cool or fun or something. Fest can mean lots of things. This is a Fest the Malbim. You ready? The Malbim says that when a person does something wrong to his father, it's almost as if he did something wrong to Hashem. Because you know how many shutzim there are in a person? Three. Hashem, your mother, your father. So if you start you mess with your mother, your father, you're messing with Hashem. You're messing with Hashem. Is a goy allowed to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
No.
So if you hit your father, it's almost like you're hitting Hashem. And if you curse your father, it's like you're cursing Hashem. So that's the love. That's the love.
Don't curse Hashem.
Don't curse Hashem. And the goy cannot be makal Hashem. So he says that's the pshat. Now, would that make a goy mitzuvah in? There's two different things. There's kibud avaim, and there's also the iser of being mezalzel or yira as ish imoy va'aviv tira'u. What is tira'u? You can't start up with them. Kibud avaim is a different thing. You have to respect them. Is there a mitzvah of respecting Hashem that you would say that respect your parents is like respecting Hashem? I'm not that I know that a goy has. So even if the Malbim's right, that's not going to answer for us. That'll answer for Chum. What did Chum do wrong? Zilzul his father. You embarrass your father, it's like you're embarrassing Hashem. You don't respect your father, it's like you're not respecting Hashem. But in our case, we were talking about that Yaakov just didn't do kibud av ve'eim. He's a goy at the moment. We're assuming he doesn't have a mitzvah for sure. So what's he being punished for? What did he do wrong? What, he didn't do kibud. He was not being mezalzel in his father. He's just really listening. His father told him to leave, so he left. Where does it apply? So he says, Rav Moshe Weiss says the following thing. And he says, and this is a yesoid. He says the yesoid is from the Netziv, that the Shema Mitzvah B'nei Noach that exist, those are all aside for a whole nother group of mitzvahs that are goyim mitzvah. Those are called muskalos. Did we mention that already tonight, muskalos? No, we mentioned the muskalos. What are muskalos? Anything that makes sense. If it makes sense, the goyim mitzvah in it. You have to be, it has to be normal. Amen. What? The things above that. Aside from muskalos.
What? More sense.
Some of them, what?
Those make more sense.
Yeah, like Geneva makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Gilarias is.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Yeah, it depends which ones. Depends which ones, kind of. But this is what the Netziv says. He brings from the Netziv, and he says, it's already from the Reb Nissen Goyen. Listen to the quote from Reb Nissen Goyen. He says, Kol ha-mitzvah shehem tuluyim b'svara. Any mitzvah that's a svara, that makes sense. Ube of nasa deliba, which means that it's something that a person can get his heart. Kvar hakol mechuyavim behem min hayoyim asher bora elokim adam ala oretz ala valzar achol ador dorim. Everyone, from the day that they walked, this man walked the face of the earth. If it makes sense, you're obligated in it. So does kibud av eim make sense? It says the chayra kibud av eim makes sense. So therefore, was Yaakov Avinu mechuyav in kibud av eim? Even if he didn't have the Torah yet, even if he was a goy, was he mechuyav in kibud av eim? If the goyim do it, then we should all do it. We said before, this is nimusim. Everyone understands that's the normal etiquette. That's ethical code. Even by goyim, they're not mitzvah or obligated. That itself is going to obligate them, says the Netziv. And therefore, Yaakov should have kept it.
What did he do wrong? He had no money.
What?
What did he do wrong? He
went
to learn.
But he has mitzvah kibud av eim.
Yeah, but he has...
So the question is, does learning trump kibud av eim, yes or no? So therefore, we're discussing whether or not he should be punished for not keeping kibud av eim. We said he didn't get punished because of that, but we seem that there was some sort of lack of kibud av eim. Now,
we're just saying now that the whole side that he has kibud av eim is because common sense.
Right.
Even Torah is not common sense, and that's not sure that trump.
And a chadame. Yeah, okay, but there is a kiyum of kibud av eim, even if not. This is common sense. What? You're not in a chadami. It's a key mitzvah.
Something that is not mechuyev and you're going to trump something that's mechuyev.
That's what it comes out. That's what comes out.
Now we have.
It's a gadol. It's gadol
Talmud Torah. That's only now that we have a key of Talmud Torah.
Not like that, because that's what we're saying. That's the reason why he wasn't punished. So who said? Why can't it be? It's something not mechuyev in gadol Talmud Torah. We'll see exactly. I'll answer you lamaisa by the time we're finished, hopefully. But Rabbi Isai, yeah.
Today's day and age, like, atheism is technically common sense, okay? So definitely there's no kibud av eim of them.
I lost you.
In today's day and age, atheism is the common sense.
They don't believe in kibud av eim, you're saying?
No, because they believe that they're farther from the monkey.
They still all profess that they should respect your elders. They don't know why. But they all, it's something that they all intuitively.
Of course, they have common sense. Intuitively. They believe in evolution.
There's a lot of things that they do that doesn't make sense, but intuitively they know that this is something.
Don't worry about Karsatayev.
Karsatayev, different things, whatever it might be.
Well, why can't you just be interpreting that because he lost all his money, he could have been thinking, what would my father would have wanted?
Okay, so that's a good question. It's a good question, and we'll have to see if we can get an answer to that question, Yossi. It's a very good question. But I want to say it like this. Is mitzvah's kibud av aim davar sichli or not? Does it make sense?
Yes.
Well, there's a minchas chinuch. And the chinuch himself declares, is mitzvah's kibud av aim mitzvah ben adam l'makoyim or ben adam l'chaveroi? Which one? Now, classically, a ben adam l'chaveroi is something that makes sense. Don't steal, all things that are between man and his fellow man. So if you're telling me that mitzvah's kibud av aim is ben adam l'chaveroi, makes a lot of sense. But it's ben adam l'makoyim, so intuitively I know that I have to HaKadosh, ben adam l'makoyim means it's a mitzvah to Hashem. So is it does something that makes sense? He wants to say it's a machlokes Rambam Ramban. I like to suggest the following thing. It depends on which type of kibur ave'eim. Now listen, the Gemara in Kedushin says two different brises. What's kibur ave'eim? One brisa says kibur ave'eim is feed him, clothe him, to bring him in, bring him out, take care of him. Another brisa says that you have to say things in his name. When you do, say it, ask things in his honor. One of them is practically helping him. The other one's not. They're two different brises. Why? They're separated. One of them says, stand up in front of different things. What's going on? I think the pshat is as follows. Anything that's going to, he's going to have a practical benefit from is kibud av aim, b'ral mechaveroi. He did something for you, do something back for him. It's like Karsatoyev, we mentioned. That's basic normal etiquette that you should help your father. But after your father passes away, you should say Hareini Kaporas Mishkava. What does that do with him? He's not here anymore. That's called Benom Lachaveiroi. That's Benom Lamokoim. So there still will always be an element of Kibud Av Aim Benom Lachaveiroi. And on that, Yaakov was Mitzuveh, even if he would have been a goy. Because Mar is a different din. Mar din is lo disturus dvarav, lo yishiv bim koimai. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says other things. But kibud is to say, hareini kaparas mishkavoi, or say, do it in the schus of my father, or something like that. Those all, take a look at the Gemara there. It's very interesting. We'll have to try to get to more if we can, but I'd like to continue here for a second. What?
The fact that the father is a partner of Hashem, sort of like according to the Gemara says straight up, you'd be honoring Hashem.
Correct. Correct.
That's why
the Gemara says that one of the Amorim stood up when his father walked in the room and he said, I'm standing up in front of the Shechina. Right? His mother walked in the room. I don't remember which one it was. Mother. Who was it? Rabbi Yosef?
More than one story.
Yeah. Akopanim. As vos?
Seeing as many as therefore, that's a bit of a bucket over here. Nothing than the else.
Enochanami, that could be. Enochanami. That's that Gemara. That keyboard of standing up could be Ben Adam L'Mokoyim. The keyboard of standing up.
Because
there's no.
Yeah, but. It
could be, but I'm saying is it could be that there's two dinim. Even if it's Ben Adam L'Mokoyim, but it still is going to also have a dinim of Ben Adam L'Chaver, and it could be it has both. So Pavarsky says something, like this. Now let's get to the Shaila. This is the Shaila. The Shaila is. It says over here in Chazal, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Kibud Av Aim. That's why he wasn't punished for not doing Kibud Av Aim when he was learning. Other times he was punished. So what's bigger? Let's say you have a choice of doing. You have a choice of doing Kibud Av Aim or learning Torah. What does it sound like you should do?
Teda.
Because Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Kibud Av Aim. Now, why? We know, the Rambam says, any mitzvah she'ef shalasa sayyidei achirim that no one else can do and you're the only one to do it, any mitzvah, stop what you're doing, stop learning and go do the mitzvah. Kiddush Levana, Mikra Megillah, any mitzvah you're doing, shaking lulav, everything.
Why can't Kirim get, you can't do a shliach?
Probably
if you're driven to the airport, you gotta get an Uber to drive.
No one can learn the Torah.
Maybe
it's better. I'm saying it's better than if you do yourself.
I hear that, maybe.
If you can, you can.
Maybe. But we're saying over here, Yaakov Avinu, it sounds like he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah's Kibud Av Aim, and he learned Torah, And the Torah trumped the kibbutz of aim, but Torah never trumps the mitzvah. It doesn't say that Yaakov was makayim kibbutz of aim, and therefore kept in learning. It says that it sounds like he wasn't makayim kibbutz of aim, and that's why he was punished for all the other years because he wasn't makayim kibbutz of aim. But for the Torah, he's not going to get punished for that time. But I don't understand. Every time a person's learning Torah, it doesn't make any what mitzvah it is. Stop what you're doing and go learn and go do the mitzvah.
Copy the Abishter, that's what he wants. Abishter wants everyone to learn. That is the biggest keyword that they bet you do copy the
saying on the clap of the Benodim, the Mokum. Yeah, but we're handling Benodim Chavir Ochelek, or else there wouldn't be Mitzvah. He's only Mitzvah inside the Benodim Chavir. But that gets back to Yossi's question. The Chavir Yitzchuk wouldn't want him to learn anyway, but I don't. Okay, we'll have to.
And a chanami, but it doesn't make a difference. Even though your Torah noahs can do, the halacha is. This is the halacha. But Dovi, the fact is, the halacha is you're learning Torah. No one else can do it, and you have another mitzvah. What should you do? The Rambam says, whatever the mitzvah is, stop learning, do the mitzvah. So I'm learning Torah. I have a mitzvah kibbutz of aim. What should I do? Stop learning and do the mitzvah. No. So what's going? Why is all of a sudden kibbutz of aim is different?
What?
Couldn't do the mitzvah because.
Yeah, so you're asking a very good question on this whole sugya, but you're asking, what are you saying? It's not that he was mevatel kibbutz of aim, he had no choice, it was like sakonas nefashos. But the Gemara says not like that. So we got to figure out what to do with that Gemara exactly. Gemara says that he was punished for not being home. Should have been home. So why? Apparently Gemara is some reason, this Esav thing was not considered to be a threat for some reason. He struggles with that, but we're going to assume for the moment he was supposed to be home. He wasn't home. He gets punished for being away, but not while he's learning. Why? Because learning trumps kibbutz of aim. So why? Comes Rav Asher Weiss and he says, to me, a svara, that mamish, it's from somewhere else. What's the svara? He says, Einochanami, if someone asks you to stop to shake a lulav, just shake a lulav. He's not going to stare you off. Whole the ganz kite from your liman atayra, it's gonna make you that you're not a talmud chacham because you just shook a lulav. That's a few minutes. Eino chanami, when it comes to doing a mitzvah or learning Torah, so do a mitzvah because you're still gonna be a talmud chacham. But what happens if the mitzvah is gonna make you not a talmud chacham? What about then? Also, mitzvah is doichet limud Torah. Mitzvah is not doichet that he should become a Talmud Chochom. That he has to be. At all costs, you have to be Talmud Chochom. So now, it's very nice that you have kibbutz of aim, but for 14 years, if I don't learn those 14 years, I'm not going to be Talmud Chochom. So therefore, zok there.
That's why Yaakov Avinu, but we don't say that with Talmud Torah usually.
But he was, because when he left his house, he was supposed to go get married.
But he wasn't going to get married. Now he's learning.
But so he was on his way to get married.
But he stopped. So now he's learning. So why are you learning for? Elamai, when you're learning, you have another mitzvah. You don't. That's what the Gemara is saying. That kibbutz of aim, Talmud Torah is bigger than kibbutz of aim. So he's saying it's not really Talmud Torah that's bigger. It's to be a Talmud Chacham is bigger than kibbutz of aim. And he says, he brings a raya.
Yeah. Brings a raya from the Chassam Sofer. Okay, there's another one, Benazi, in the middle, but a raya from the Chassam Sofer.
Chassam Sofer and his parents had a very distant relationship. When he was a little boy, Rav Nosson Adler
told his mother and his father, listen, this kid I'm going to take care of, you're out. He's in my hands. This boy is the future of Klal Yisrael. I'm taking over.
Parents weren't even allowed to talk to him. They just looked at him from the distance. They had a very distant relationship. Nothing out of whatever was going on exactly felt this boy needs. He needs to be dealt with very uniquely. I'm taking over. He said, I'm taking over. And you could watch from a distance. But he's mine. And I think he was maybe even an only child.
Yeah, he was only child.
And he was born late in their lives. And
That was their sacrifice. That was his mother's sacrifice. And she accepted. And from a distance, she used to watch him learn, didn't talk to him. At the end of his life, the end of her life, she asked for her son to come and see him before she died. Chassam Sofer was already, you know, running Preshburg, if I'm not mistaken. And she had a shadow, should I go? Should I go to speak to my mother? Mitzvah Kimud Aveim. So Poiskim Paskin, that being that, there's an entire tzibur that's responsible for. Kamatoy de Rabim, don't go. But otherwise, if it wasn't for that, so it seems like he didn't go. Yeah, I mean, he's with her. So, but hold on a second. We got to finish. But what? I don't think she wanted to see the shliach. I think she wanted to
like
see
a
her
message.
Son.
Sent
her a message, but I want to get to the punchline over here. So what's he saying? He's saying, listen, what do I see? Let's say a person has a mitzvah of kibud avim right now, a small little mitzvah. Just come say hello to me. Here, just take a, give me a drink. And he's learning Torah. Should he listen to his father and say, Dad, I'm learning. Goodbye. Avada, you should go give your father a drink. It just means Gadol Talmud Torah is to become a Talmud Chacham. That's what he wants to say. I don't know I don't know how to gauge that. What makes me into a Talmud Chacham? I'd love to get the card when I hit Talmud Chacham, and now I could start like talking to my parents because I've been doing that. Still trying to be a Talmud Chacham. Oh, I made it. Okay, now. And how long? How much can you learn? How much can you not learn? Is there like a test? Is there a Talmud Chacham test?
When you get there, you know.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'm not there yet. What is this? I don't know what this Gdara is. What is this Gdara of Talmud Chacham? I don't know where he's coming from.
And who is? And the Chassam Sofer knew that he wasn't. I don't know.
I want to say something totally different shot over here, Rabbi Sai. Totally, totally different. And the Maisi touches on it a little bit as follows. The whole discussion is not really relevant. Is there a mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em?
Is there a mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em to be by your parents? Your parents said, I like you home. Why?
Because I miss you. Is there a mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em to be by your parents? Is there a mitzvah, your parents say, we'd like you to come back for a bar mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah of coming yourself? But I'm learning. Is there a mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em to come to a bar mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah? I don't think there's such a mitzvah. I looked in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere that if your parents miss you, you have to be... There's no such Rambam. Rambam doesn't say that. So what are we talking about over here? What are we talking about? Mitzvahs Kibud Av Va'Em? I'd like to suggest... The sugya is talking about something totally different. There's no question. If you have a mitzvahs Kibud Av Va'Em and your Talmud Torah, what do you do? You do the mitzvahs Kibud Av Va'Em, just like every other mitzvah. Shaking lulav, giving tzedakah, everything. You do the mitzvah and then you go back to your learning. But over here, there's no mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So what's our discussion? As follows. The Truma Sadeshin says, what happens if your parents tell you they don't want you to be learning in a specific yeshiva? They want you coming back. You're in Eretz Yisrael, Gnuk Shem, I don't want you learning there. Or it's dangerous, they're worried about you. Are you mechuyev to listen? No. You're not mechuyev, says the Truma Sadeshin. Because they say, learn here, learn there. I don't get it. I've heard parents say this. I don't get it. You know, it's a room with books. There's another room with books right near my house. Like, what is it? It doesn't work that way. Some people, they only learn with certain rebbeim. They only learn in certain environments. They only learn in certain places. You do not have to listen to your parents. What's the pshat? And I think the pshat is as follows. That's not a mitzvah kibud av aim. Is there an inyan of listening to your parents? If your parents tell you they don't want you to marry someone, and you mechuyev to listen to them, what's the mitzvah kibud av aim? It doesn't say anywhere in the Rambam you have to marry who your parents want you to marry. Is there a mitzvah kibud av aim? Your parents say, I don't like your socks. I don't like your socks. Change your socks. Is there a mitzvah kibud av aim? I don't think so. But there's an inyan of kibud av aim. There's two things. We've spoken about this before. There's the rotzoin ha-toira, and then there is the chukei ha-toira, the laws, and then what does the Torah want? We understand the Torah wants you to respect your parents. Any person that doesn't respect his parents is despicable.
But there's laws how the Torah set that up. The laws are, if your parents ask you to give them something to eat, give them something to drink, to clothe them, to carry them, whatever it is, those are the laws. But the Rotzayna Torah is respect your parents. So if your parents say, I don't like your socks, you say, I don't care what you don't like, I don't care about you. So that's despicable. But if your parents say, I don't want you to marry this girl, like, that's already not despicable. That's not despicable for a person who has, you know, this is his entire life over here. So for him to choose to marry someone his parents say not to marry, is he over on the tzivoy of Mitzvah Kibbutz? No. So learning Torah, when he's not by his father, what does it say in Mitzvah Kibbutz? You have to be by your father. He's not being mevatel Mitzvah Kibbutz. He's just, there's the Ratzoy not Torah that the son should be Meshores his father, should take care of his father. So therefore, Abayisai, I think his pshat is as follows, perhaps, just to, as a sikkum. I think that if a person, I don't care if he's a big Talmud Chacham, small Talmud Chacham, whatever he is, if he's there and his father says, can you get me a drink? And his father wants a lot of drinks. It doesn't make a difference. He has a mitzvah to do. Just like any other mitzvah, you go do the mitzvah. Are you not going to learn? You know what? That's the way it goes. That's the halacha. Mitzvahs are doicha kibbutz aveim. Mitzvahs doicha Talmud Torah. And kibbutz aveim is no different. What does the Gemara mean? Gedoyla kibbutz aveim yoseh mitalmud Torah. The Gemara just means, which is a bigger thing? Let me ask you a question. Gemara also says, Gedoyla Talmud Torah yoseh mitzolos nefashos. So what does that mean? If someone's drowning, you should say, I'm learning Torah. It doesn't mean that. You have a mitzvah. Of course you're going to go do the mitzvah. It just means the greatness of what you're being mekayim when you're learning is the magnitude of the rotzoin ha-Torah of this learning is bigger than even atzolos nefashos. Practically, what's the chukei ha-Torah? Avada go. Same thing over here. Avada should go. But where we're talking about koidah matan Torah, where anyway, we're not talking about the chukei ha-Torah. Just speaking about the Ratzon HaTorah, perhaps that's the reason why we're saying that he wasn't punished, whether or not it was kibbutz aveim, not kibbutz aveim, it's real kibbutz aveim, not real kibbutz aveim. We don't have to necessarily be as rigid with the laws, because anyway, we're not talking about a real form of kibbutz aveim. So that's perhaps the pshat over here, Abayisai. Thank you very much for listening, and a good night.